Jack Frost looking to sneak back around. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox.
And Monday night is going to be the coldest of all when the winds drop off enough to allow the temperature to fall into the lower 30s, possibly even some upper 20s over the plateau. So that will be enough to produce some frost.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Girardo says everyone in Tennessee is going to feel this weekend's cold front as temperatures drop into the 50s for the highs and could get into the 20s for the Cumberland Plateau and eastward areas. And actually, according to records, this is about the average time of the year for the last frost date.
And it looks like normally most locations, this is about the time right towards mid-April when we have our last freeze for Nashville. It's usually before that. It's usually first week of April or second week of April. So we're past our normal last freeze for Nashville. But Nashville might not get down to freezing. It might only get down to the mid-30s. So these other places, outlying areas and like the plateau, would normally have their last freeze around this time of year.
And unlike last year, where there were 5 to 6 days about this time where temperatures really plunged into the teens, nothing like that expected this year. But fruit producers will be watching the thermometer closely this weekend. Walt Hitch is director of UT's Plateau Research and Education Center.
We've got a strawberry crop, and I just looked at those earlier today, and they are in full bloom, but we'll run frost protection and run some sprinkled irrigation over the top of those, and we'll be able to protect those fairly easily, you know, even down into, especially into the upper 20s.
Walt Hitch says it's difficult every year for apples and especially peach trees to make it through the spring on the plateau without damaging effects from those hard freezes, but they will work this weekend to try and save their strawberries. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.